Welcome to the podcast of New Creation Christian Center. I am Pastor Marquise Franklin, and I am excited that you would take the time to listen to our latest sermons and what God is doing in this ministry. New Creation Christian Center is in Seattle, led by Pastor Harold and Annis Franklin. And our statement is, come as you are and be transformed by the word of God, as stated in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Now, I don't know what you're going through, but I want you to be encouraged by the word of God that is going to be shared today. Check it out and share it with somebody that may need it. Now, let's get into this week's message.
This time, Lord God, speak through me as well as speak to me, Lord God. We just thank you right now. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. So, I was just praying and seeking God and asking God what he want me to speak about. And you know, sometimes we get discouraged about different things that we're faced with. And God said, sometimes you have to encourage yourself. And he wanted me just to bring words of encouragement today. And it reminded me of I have been interviewing for different positions and getting turned down left and right. And you know what? God said, don't get discouraged, because I'm getting the right position at the right time with the right salary if you just wait on me. And we don't like to hear the word wait. Sometimes that can seem very harsh and almost like a curse word when we hear wait. When Kayla was little, it was cute. She used to say, I gotta wait. And we say, yes, you gotta wait. We don't want to wait for things sometimes. But let me tell you that waiting is good. Because sometimes when you have to wait for something, when you get that thing, you value it more. Then you take joy in what you have because you waited. It reminded me of a story I heard of. The man said that he had gave his daughter a puzzle. He showed her a puzzle. He said, we're going to do this 1,000-piece puzzle. And she's looking at the finished product, and she's like, yeah, let's do it. She's excited. But the girl, being very young, he gave her one piece. And we have to figure out where this one piece goes. And us, we see that one piece, and we get discouraged. We say it's going to take too long. No, it's going to take too long. And we want the finished product right away. We want to be able to see it halfway done. We want to see it completed. We want to see it done right away. But we have to start with that one piece. And God may show us a glimpse of what's to come and tell us that there's better things for us. But sometimes we have to go through those hard times. We have to go through that time of finding the edges to see, okay, we got the outline. And then you're like, okay, let's do this. This looks like a similar pattern. Let's find everything with that stripes on it. And you find that. Okay, let's find this. And you find that. And you're getting excited because it's coming together. But that process, let me tell you, that process can be long. It can be dreary. It can be tiresome. And when you're doing this by yourself, you feel like you're all by yourself. But we forget that God is right there with us. So as we're getting tired, and as we don't see that shop just yet, we don't see that acting in a big movie just yet, we're doing a process. With being an actress, you have to go on a lot of auditions. You have to do a lot of monologues. It takes some time. But that's it's instilling in you character. It's shaping your gift, your craft. It's taking a process. But let me tell you, when that process is over, it's going to be a beautiful thing. But we have to learn to wait. We have to learn to wait. The first scripture I'm going to go to is Psalm 27. Psalm chapter 27 and verse 14. It says, wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart. Wait for the Lord. They said wait 2 times in that scripture. That means we have to wait twice as much. We don't like to hear that. But let me tell you, when we're waiting, God is making us stronger. When we're waiting, he's giving us that extra push to keep going. When we're waiting, let me tell you that things begin to happen when you wait on God. Because if God were to answer our prayers right away, a lot of us would just think, okay, I could pray for it and it's going to happen like that. But when you begin to linger in God's presence, when you begin to wait on him, let me tell you, you enjoy that finished product a little bit longer, a little bit better. The next scripture we're going to go to is Psalm 27. We're going to go to, sorry, I have that verse in there twice, but this one is in the other, is in the New King James Version. And this one says, wait, it's the same verse, Psalm 27:14, but in the New King James Version, this one says, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. We got to wait on him. We have to wait on him. I talked to us before about wanting things right away and trying to jump from A to G real fast. But we have to learn to wait on God and know that his timing is the best timing. His timing is the best timing. The next scripture we're going to go to is John chapter 13. John chapter 13, verse 7. John 13, verse 7, it says, Jesus answered and said to him, wait, or what I am doing, you do not understand right now, understand now. But what I will do, Jesus answered and said to him, what I am doing, you do not know, or you do not understand now, but you will after this. So know that he's doing something, but we have to wait. We have to wait on God. Know that he's moving on our behalf. He hears our prayers, and he's getting ready to answer them, but we have to wait on God. We have to seek God. We have to linger in his presence and wait to hear from him. Not just want something right now, right away. But we're waiting on God, that brings us to trusting in God. We have to trust in God. And a lot of times it's hard for us just to begin to trust. Because when we start to trust, a lot of times we leave room for doubt or fear. And we can't begin to let those two things get in the picture. Because when we let doubt and fear creep in, then it's a mess. But when we begin to trust God, then he can handle every situation. He can move in every case. But we have to learn to trust in God. So, you know, I was interviewing for different positions, and I had got discouraged because I wasn't getting them. And so, you know, I said, okay, well, I'll stay where I am. I love what I do. And if I could just move that to Renton, it'll be better for me. But I don't see that happening right now. So I said, you know what? Let me be thankful for the position I have right now. And let me just praise God where I am and be thankful for what I have. And so as I was just worshiping God and praising God and just, you know, sporadically, I said, you know what? Our team needs a supervisor. Let me just go ahead and just see if I'm capable. And so I talked to my supervisor, I talked to my manager, and she said, you know what? I think you can do it. You have the qualities, but it's not up to me. And so I got excited, and time went by. And I began to doubt. and fear. And then she said just this, or she said just earlier this week, she said, you know what? We hired a new supervisor. So that meant I didn't get it. And I was discouraged. I was frustrated. And you know what God said? He said, I know your heart. I know the desires that you have. So just wait and trust me. And know that you will have the position that you're supposed to have if you wait and you trust me. I said, okay, God. But he helped me to realize that after going on different interviews and talking with different people, he's helped me learn some things along the way. Why? So that when I do go for the right position, I'll know how to get hired right away. But I would only know that if I trust in God, if I believe in God. So he took me to Psalm chapter 37, verse 23. Psalm 37, verse 23. Verse 37:23 says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. I'll read it again. It says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. We have to allow God to order our steps. Don't just be so anxious to step out there and say, okay, this is what I want, this is what I'm going to get, and I'm going to do this. No, we have to wait on God. We have to trust in God. Because me stepping out there and getting one of the positions that I wanted might have not been the right one that I was supposed to get. A lot of times we take these detours and try to do things the fast way. We end up jacking things up real quick. Real quick. If we don't trust God. But we have to learn to trust him. We have to learn to trust God. And with trusting God and waiting on God, we're going to go to Psalm 130. Psalm 130. Because we're waiting on God and trusting in God, he's going to give us some hope.
We're just halfway through this sermon, but our prayer is that God is already speaking a dynamic word to you personally. But don't keep it to yourself. We need you to testify. We want to hear what God is doing. Give us a call or text us at 425-686-8197 to let us know what God is doing. If you're on Facebook, contact us at facebook.com/newcreationcc. Or on Twitter at New Creation WA. Now, let's tune in for the second half of this sermon.
Psalm 130, verse 5. It says, I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and his word, and in his word I do hope. I wait for the Lord, my soul, and in his word I do hope. What are you putting your hope in? When you wait on God, you begin to seek him. You begin to trust his word. You begin to get on your face and begin to worship and press in his presence. You begin to, like we were singing, my desire is just to be in your presence, just to be close. When you're waiting on God, you begin to cry out a little bit harder. You begin to open your mouth. You begin to lift your hands a little bit higher. Why? Because you're waiting on God, because you want a breakthrough, because you're seeking his face. So you're not going to let anyone direct you a different way, but you're going to begin to jump a little higher, like the song says. You're going to sing a little louder. You're going to begin to praise him in a whole different way. Why? Because you're seeking the God that you serve for an answer. You're seeking for that breakthrough, for that revelation, for affirmation. You're seeking for direction. So I'm going to give it all that I got. I'm going to lay everything out there. Why? Because I want to get that hope. I want to be able to get all that God has for me. So we have to be encouraged and continue to trust in Him and to wait on Him and then to get some hope. And then after we get some hope, then we can have confidence. We can have confidence in God. We're going to go to Philippians chapter 3. We're almost done. Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. Some water. Philippians chapter 3 verse 13, it says, "Brother, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward for those things which are ahead." A lot of us try and look back. And when we're walking forward and we're looking back, that's not always good. Because we can't see what's right in front of us if we're looking back. I try and teach my kids not to walk looking down, because then you'll run into the wrong thing or the wrong person. But if you look ahead, then you'll see where you're going. We have to sometimes forget not what God brought us out of, not what He delivered us from, but forget those things that are behind us and press forward and know that if God did it before and God's working right now, then He's going to do it again in the future. We have to know that we can count on God. We can trust in God. We can have that hope in God. Therefore, we can have confidence in God. We're going to go to Psalm 27, verse 13 through 14. Psalm 27, verse 13 through 14. We have to have confidence in God, not in man, not in ourselves, not in the things of this world, but confidence in God, because He's faithful and just. Psalm 27, 13, it says, I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Verse 14. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and He shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. God keeps telling us we need to wait on Him. Not on man. Not on the natural timing, but wait on God. Trust in God. Continue to have confidence in Him. And know that God will move. God is able. If He did it before, He'll do it again. God reminded me of a song that's it's called Encourage Yourself, I believe. And it's saying sometimes you go through test and trial and you have to encourage yourself. It says, no matter how I feel, you speak the word and I'll be healed. We have to speak over ourselves. We have to encourage ourselves in God. It says, pressure all around me, but God is my present help. We forget that when we're going through tests and trials, God is right there. When we're going through the storm, going through the battle, God is right there with us. He's right there with us. And it says the enemy created walls. But remember, giants fall. They fall. No matter how big the situation, how crazy the situation, we serve a great big God that can slay any giant, that can tear down any wall or barrier. We serve an awesome God. We serve an awesome God. We have to remember to wait on God, to believe in Him, to trust in Him, and know that He is able. He is able. There's another song that we sing here, and it hits me every time. Because, like I said at the beginning, a lot of times we get fear and we get doubt. We let doubt set in. We begin to worry. And we forget that we need to give it all to God. The song says, it's called Trust in You. And I'm just going to read the first part. It says, "You did not create me to worry. You did not create me to fear. But You created me to worship daily. So I'ma leave it all right here." A lot of times we're dealing with test and trial, and we forget to worship. We forget to leave it at the altar. We have to pray and then leave it there and not take it with us. We have to pray and leave it there. We have to remember He didn't create us to worry or to fear or to doubt. But He created us to worship Him. He created us to trust in Him. He created us to have hope in Him. So we have to be encouraged today to remember to trust and to hope and to have confidence and to be encouraged and continue to speak over our lives. But one last thing I'm going to remind you of is that when you're praying and you're going through something and you feel down, one thing God is teaching me, reminding me to do more, is that we need to begin to pray in the Spirit. We may get shy to do it at church, but when we're at home, we need to be exercising that gift, that language. A lot of times we don't know what to say. But when you begin to pray in the Spirit, let me tell you, it shifts the atmosphere. When you begin to just really just let go and begin to worship. This week I was just praying and worshiping God. And God said, just begin to pray in tongues for the next 30 minutes. So I'm at my desk trying to work and I can't focus. Why? Because I just have this urge just to pray in tongues. And I just begin to worship and just give Him all the praise and all the glory and just speak in tongues. And do you know that there was just such a peace in the office, that there was a shift in the atmosphere. There was a calmness. And there's so much peace. When you begin to worship, all that fear, all that worry goes away. When you begin to just worship in the Spirit, let me tell you, it takes you to another level. Because you're going past the outer courts. You're entering in. You have that press in you. When you begin to say, okay, God, I don't even know the words to pray, but you begin to speak in the Spirit, let me tell you, some things begin to happen. You can't help but get excited and worship God. So I encourage us today to continue to wait on God, continue to trust in God, continue to have confidence in God. Be encouraged, speak the word over your life, and pray in the Spirit continually. I dare you to do that this week. Just begin to exercise that gift. Begin to speak in the Spirit. Begin to pray in the Spirit. A lot of times we're praying and we're like, God, I don't know what to say. Begin to pray in the Spirit and watch there be a shift in the atmosphere. Heavenly Father, I just thank You so much for this time. God, I thank You that we can trust in You. We can wait on You. When we feel down, we feel discouraged, we feel like giving up. God, I thank You that we can take everything to You in prayer and leave it there. God, I thank You that we can put our hope in You. God, I thank you that as we trust and we lean on you, God, you move mountains. God, that you begin to move things around for us. God, help us to wait on you. Help us to seek you, Lord God. God, help us to begin to pray in the spirit like never before. Just to let go and allow you to move in a mighty way, oh God. God, just to enter in, Lord God, like never before, oh God. God, we just worship you today, Lord God. We worship you, Lord God. God, we just bless your holy name. God, we thank you that while we're in the waiting process, that we'll praise you until we see that breakthrough. We'll praise you in the midst of getting that victory. We'll praise you until we see things happen. We thank you for this preparation time, Lord God. We thank you for the process, Lord God. God, we thank you for the process. And while we're in that process, God, you're fine-tuning us, Lord God. You're molding us and shaping us into your likeness, oh God, so that we can come out the right way you would have us to be, God. We just thank you right now. God, we ask that you move in this place. Take us home safely, Lord God, and just keep us until we meet again. We just thank you right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I don't believe there's any announcements that I know of, but we will be here tomorrow. Any other announcements?
We thank you for listening to today's sermon, and we pray that you are impacted to become the new creation that God desires. We at New Creation Christian Center invite you to come join us for service Saturday at 7 p.m. or Sunday at 11 a.m. located at 5150. South Cloverdale Street, Seattle, Washington. Also, feel free to visit us online at newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God.